get the little plastic figures.
The stones are used for a long time then. I bet they probably used them way back when too.
Here's another little history information for you. In the days of the militia in South Carolina, when they pretty much got people from the fields, they didn't know, a lot of them didn't know their left from right. But the farmers knew hay from straw. So they would put hay on one foot and straw on the other, and that's how the soldiers and the militia learned to march. The commander and NCOs would actually call out the hay foot and straw foot. So that's how the militia soldiers learned how to march.
That's interesting that the farmers like never heard the word left or right, and I really do like learning new stuff, and you know, I especially do enjoy history.
For PXP, because the old adage about the history, if we don't study history, we're doomed to repeat it.
Get a lot of times, and this is KO4QLP for Station 90.
I do chuckle up sometimes, Alexander's, when they do a net call during the nighttime and you have to either pre-check in, allowed to stay up much past the 9 o'clock because of your age. I do chuckle about that sometimes.
So, okay, so I'll pre-check in, and, you know, sometimes my mom will let me stay up late, and I can come in and actually check in.
Good. It's always fun to do is to listen and be able to allow to talk instead of just do a pre-check and having to go to sleep.
Pre-checking, you know, I can pretty much do it any time of the day, and normally when I do check in, I normally am pretty tired myself and I'm ready for bed, but I'll just do it real quick, you know. Just say my call sign, then wait for them to reread it to make sure they got it correct, and then I pretty much turn off the radio and go to bed.
Due to the fact that the way mine sounds, it's so close together with the P, X, and B all together, that's why most of the time I do it phonetically, so it's very clear and understanding, because I've had people say the B as in tango before and have to do a correction, but pretty much everyone's got it straight.
Well, I'm going to let you go here and sign off. It was very nice talking with you, and this is KO4QLP73, and I'll be clear after your final.
KO4PXB, yeah, because I'm fixing to have to pull into the daycare and get one of the little babies that was one of the foster kids from a long time ago, probably almost a year and a half ago, decided up and leave and left the baby with us, so I'm back in my 50s raising a 2-year-old again. Can't be any worse than cats. Very agile, powerful, quick little buggers with teeth and claws. I hate to know what cats would be. Before PXB. Yeah, but definitely pretty much 10 out of 10 when you drop a cat, they're going to land on their feet. But not always with a 2-year-old.
It was that age, I used to tell Deborah, yeah, you know, if you drop them, they're close to the ground. They don't have a lot of mass. So, low mass, low kinetic energy. So they don't hurt themselves that bad. You don't want to drop them.
And the cat or the children?
Your pick. Yeah, children, you should be a little more careful on.
Retired military, and sometimes like a bull in a china shop, I'll tell them to tuck and roll, tuck and roll.
Any experience with the very small ones that age? I think Sage came to me when she was 4, possibly 3. She's 25 now, I'm guessing, so, you know, I did my best job that I could do, I suppose.
KO4PXB. Yeah, my children, my natural children, are also in their 25, and like I said, the child's 2.5 now, so probably 2 years ago, the mother up and left the baby with us, and she went back to Georgia and hadn't been back, hadn't asked about the baby in that long a time frame. So that pretty much falls in the category of a worthless person to me.
I would agree. It's a situation that happens more often than you might think, though. Foundation. This is KC2BNG, and I forgot who already was out here.
I took a break. I had to answer the phone. The boss lady was on there. Glenn is Tom, and I'm sitting right here at the intersection by your house.
Yeah, I was just fixing a leak. I just pulled into the driveway. I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in here real quick. But anyway, yeah, let me take the food inside, put the groceries up, feed the cats. And one of these days I should try to get onto the net. Usually it's past my bedtime.
Update your QRZ. I was trying to find you down here after the last time we talked, and it was saying you were in Michigan somewhere.
Michigan? No. It might come up as Freeport, New York. I don't know if I have a QRZ account or not. I might have tried to create one and I forgot about it.
Well, I looked it up on. It wasn't urgent enough for me to keep digging, so I knew I'd talk to you again sometime. I just turned on the Georgia Road, so you know where I'm at.
Road in Gray Court, you're like a few minutes from me.
When I first talked to you, I was sitting there at 101 and 14 in Gray Court.
Yeah, the intersection of. Yeah, right, that's. Oh, you were coming then from the other direction. Yeah, you know, the little town of Gray Court, if you blink it, you'll miss it.
Okay, you can copy me. I'm kind of in that little dead zone there, so 73, but I need to get up with you sometime. We need to go have breakfast or something. But 73 Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike.
Yeah, all right. Well, if your information is correct on QRZ, I'll look you up. I don't know if mine is or not, because I don't know if I have an account or I updated it. Anyway, 73 is to you, and I'll talk to you later.
The email address on QRZ is up to date. Did you get home, or did you just turn us off?
PXP. They was in the middle of a conversation, and I had to step out and get the crumb snatcher. But I'm back.
I was going around the towers down here, and the radio towers in Gray Court, and for some reason or another, it always interferes with me getting in and out of the repeater.
Or PXB. I know when we were in the military and had that issue, it's due to the fact that it puts out so much power that the waves actually diffuse anything else, and that's why the signals very seldom made it through, or they got diffused so much that you really couldn't receive anything.
If you don't mind me asking, what branch did you retire from?
The United States Army.
Okay, well, I am the commander for the Greer chapter of this DAV. So I'm up in Greer all the time, and we've got a host of veterans. So I'm just always, I enjoy talking to vets.
Did you retire as or get out as?
Sergeant.
Does a command sergeant, master sergeant, command sergeant major?
Good deal. I'm just speaking at you. Mainly because I can. I earned that right. But yeah, I did. My first enlistment was in a Navy station with a Marine Corps squadron. I did my 4 years. I got out and came home, and my wife had a boyfriend living in my house. So I went to go back in. Navy said, yep, they're going to buzz me a rank and not guarantee my MOS. And I said, I don't think so. And the Army recruiter was right next door. So I walked out and walked into the Army recruiter. They said, take your job. So I went back in the Army, and I did an enlistment in the Army.
That's good. What was your MOS?
Navy, I was AE, aviation electrician, they had me cross-trained as a corpsman because I was a paramedic before I went in. When I went in the Army, they said, you can pick your job, but we're still going to carry over your previous MOSs. So I was a 19 Delta in the Army, but it also equated to a fixed 69 Foxtrot, and I don't remember what the medic call letters were because I never worked as one in the Army.
PXB. I started out as the 31 Victor, which was the tactical radio communications repair, and then went to a 45 Delta, 63 Delta, had an 88 mic, and quite a few others.
Okay, well, thank you for your service, sir.
And also thank you.
Up the end of Georgia Road, turning on 76, and when I cross Lick Creek, I'm in a dip, and I will not have any service. So I'll go ahead and say it's good talking to you, and hope to talk to you again soon. I'll go ahead and say 73, and I'll be clear on your final. This is Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike Mobile.
Go 4PXB, please be careful, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. Please be careful. Thank you.
Peter, KN4LBO, Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike Mobile.
4M, KN4LBO, loud and clear.
Where are you at now?
I'm still on 385, just maybe half a mile before exit 19.
I should have drugged my feet a little bit more. That way you could have been here to help me unload. But unfortunately, I'm on your route, crossing the hill.
I'm going to swing by and pick up something to eat for dinner, and then I will be on that way.
Okay. Pizza and a little blonde operator. Who could ask for more? Roger. All right, well, you be careful. I'm turning into the North 40 to unload some of this stuff out of there, and then I'll be on the pound.
73, I will be careful. You also, KN4LBO here.
Yo, this is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. I'm clear.
CEF Mobile.
U.S. Mobile, trying out a radio. Repeat it. Roger that. Well, I appreciate that. I'm over here in Seneca right now, Roger.
Here in Greer, just leaving work, headed home.
I got a pizza, a wife, a dog, and we're going to the house, too.
Good night. Especially whenever it's supposed to be either raining or snowing, depending on where you're at.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate the radio check. You motor safely. KF4MUF for ID.
Try to take my time on the way home, and hopefully these other people on 85 will do their part.
In their lane, Roger.
Not hit the brakes wide open.
You be careful going that way, then.
Radio 4, see you.